Welcome back, Grayson Barrett. Playing only his third game of the season for the Moose Jaw Miller Express in Lethbridge on Friday, the Texas Wesleyan senior put together a 4-for-4 night that included three doubles as the Express went on to a 9-6 victory in Western Canadian Baseball League action. The win gives Moose Jaw victories in 11 of their last 12 and sees the local crew improve to 26-11 on the campaign, good enough for a 9.5 game led over the Medicine Hat Mavericks. Barrett played his first game of the season on Wednesday in Okotoks and is now hitting .545 with 4 doubles and 4 RBI over his first 3 games. It certainly didn't hurt Moose Jaw to have the rest of the top of the order going off as well. Dawson Tweet hit lead off and was 3-for-5 with his league-leading 5th triple to go along with 2 runs scored and 2 RBI. While Nate Mensick hit 2nd and went 2-for-4 with a double and 3 runs scored. Dougie De La Cruz also had a pair of hits for the Express, while Julio Acosta knocked in a pair of runs. Moose Jaw got off to a good start with a 3-1 lead in the first inning, but the Bulls would put up 3 of their own in the 4th to take a 4-3 edge. The Express took control of things in the 6th, though, putting up 5 runs, and their bullpen would get things done the rest of the way. Ethan Merck got the start and allowed 4 runs on 10 hits while striking out 5 over 5 innings. Matt Vasquez tossed a scoreless 6th and Cameron Dunn allowed 2 runs in the 7th, but Julian Gonzalez and Zach Sigmund finished things off by holding the Bulls scoreless over the final 2 innings. The league now enters its All-Star break, with 6 members of the Express, Tweet, De La Cruz, Wyatt Tweet, Austin Gurney, Brian Villar and Haldon Craig. Joined by head coach Eric Marriott and assistant coach Michael Gonzalez at the game in Okotoks on Saturday night. The Miller Express are back in action Monday and Tuesday when they travel to Medicine Hat to take on the Mavericks. Next home action is Wednesday when they host the Swift Current 57s.